The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hello, good morning. This is for Start the Day the Torah Way. It's on Thursday, Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Chavtes Nissan, 23rd of April. And my name is Yitzhak Lev. And the shiur today is going to be on the inyan of the parasha of Tzaraas. Of Tazir Matoira, the Indian of Tzaraas Bismanazeh. The Shaila is Tzaraas Negev Bismanazeh Lahalocha? Should it be Negev Bismanazeh? And we know that we don't really keep Tzaraas Bismanazeh. So if it is Negev, then why don't we keep it? So I'd like to spend roughly half the time in explaining how it would be Negev Bismanazeh, the exact ramifications of Tzaraas Bismanazeh, and the second half, why we don't seem to keep Tzaraas today. So in the Pasuk, at the beginning of the second Sedra of this week, which is Parashat Metzora, Pasuk says, Zois tia Torah ha-Metzora, b'yom taharosoi v'huvo el ha-Kohen. This is the Torah of the Metzora when you metahar him. And the Pasuk says the word Zois, and then tia. And the Torah's Kohen in Midrashim says the word tia, that tia means that Metzora is negea bizman hazeh as well. The first word Zois was to say that it's Eina Nehekes Babomo. That means Taras is not negea, and you don't make a Metzora Tomei, and you don't go through the Tara process during the time of the Heter Bomas. Only when you have a Beis HaMikdosh. And presumably, because the Torah already said that you need the Beis HaMikdosh, you would therefole think that you need Pesach Ol Moed, that means the Korbanos that a Metzora will have to bring eventually to finish his Tara process, which is quite a complicated process. Those Korbanos are Ma'akov for the entire process and edifice of Metzora. And because the Torah already says that it's not Noeg B'Bom, and you need this Beis HaMikdosh, you might think, therefore, it's not Noeg B'Zman HaZeh. So therefore, the Torah says, Zois Tia Torah HaMetzorah. The Tia means that it is Noeg B'Zman HaZeh. If that's the case, it's now clear that the Korbanos, which a Metzorah has to bring, is like a separate Chelek of his Tara. That means he has to go through everything else that he has to go through, and then can he bring the Korbanos? If you have a Beis HaMikdosh, he brings the Korbanos, and if you don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, he doesn't bring. But it's not Ma'akov in the whole mitzvah of being matame and then being matar and matzoya. So let's go now first through the inyonim of what Tzaraas would look like today. And of course there's three chalokim of Tzaraas. There's nige odom, there's Tzaraas on a person, Tzaraas on begodim, and Tzaraas on batim. So I'm not going to speak about begodim and batim, although it's also theoretically negev bismanazeh. It's a little bit harder to understand how today a house would develop a nega, something that obviously did happen many, many years ago, but today it doesn't happen. You see sometimes the sweat on bricks, like a white sweat on bricks, but more than that, a phenomena of Tzaraas, it doesn't exist, and certainly not on clothes. Does anything grow on clothes? But on a person, people do develop various skin conditions, and it's shayach, and it has been happened and quoted over the years that people develop Tzaraas-like symptoms, and why should he not then be brought to the Kohen? Why should the Kohen not decide whether it fulfills the parameters of a Nega and should go through the Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, like the Torah says? So when it comes to Nige Odom, as soon as a person wakes up one morning and finds that he has a very deep white spot on his skin, it has to be the size of a gris, which is, we know what size a gris is, about roughly the size of a penny, he should then come to the Kohen, and obviously it might not yet have a simen tumah. Could be the simen tumah either that the hair inside changed color from black to white, or it could have a little bit of healthy flesh inside, which is a simen tumah, and certainly it has not been noted that it's spread yet, because he hasn't come to the Kohen. He just noticed it this morning, and there's no spread been noted down by the Kohen, but he comes to the Kohen, and the Kohen sees that it fulfills the parameters of a nega. Immediately at this point, the Mishnah Megillah tells us that the Kohen, when he has to close him away and give him Yemei Hesker, that he's now quarantined, or exactly what type of quarantine he would need is not so clear. Does he need to be shut up in a house, or most likely just has to be quarantined, the actual Nega has to be quarantined so that we can monitor it. But at this point that he's now declared to be in Yemei Hesker, closed off, At this point, he's already Tommy, and the Mishnah Megillah says that Ein Bein Muska LeMuchlet, I'll read out the Lashon Rambam, which is based on the Mishnah, Ein Bein Metzora Muska LeMuchlet LeInyan Tuma El Apriya Frima. That's the only difference, the halachas that he has to do while he's Tommy, the Tiklachas V'Tziporim, as far as the Tuma itself is concerned, they're both exactly the same. So as soon as you wake up with this nega-like symptom, and you go to the Kohen, he says, yes, this is a nega, already you are Choymer B'Tuma. And the Rambam continues and he explains how much of a Choymer B'Tuma you have already now, even without the Simen Tuma. He says he's an Ava Tuma Latame Odom, Vekalim, Bemaga, Klicheres Ba'ave, Matame Odom, Bemaso, Matame Mishkov, Moishov, Kazova Zova. He's got a proper Choymer B'Tuma, he's Tuma Menatoya. And he has a Chumra Yaseira as well, an extra Chumra of Tuma, which a normal Zova do not have, which is that as soon as he comes into a house, he's like a mace. He's Matame Ba'oil. So Kashiova Babais, the Rama says, the Matame Kolasha Babais, Ben Odom, Ben Kalim. In fact, there's a Mishnah in the Goyim which says that he needs to be quarantined. Even if he wants to go to shul, he has to be quarantined. He has to be the first to go in and the last to leave. And they have to build him a mechitza in the shul, a mechitza gavoyas or a tfochim, a roich of dalet amas. He's got 4 amas by 4 amas to in which to daven, quite a large space now, which to daven. But he's quarantined within the shul. He's got a social distance within the shul that he has to keep to, and the first in, last out, as the Batanu explains, in order that he shouldn't contaminate others around him. He shouldn't spread. So all of this, you would argue, is not really in a Negei B'Zman Hazeh. And you'd be correct. Because we don't keep any Tumah V'Tahara B'Zman Hazeh. We don't have problems of Tumah V'Tahara on there because we anyway don't eat Truma, and we don't eat Challah, and we don't eat, even for the Kohenim, and we don't bring Karbonos, so we don't have a Chilas Kodshim, and we don't walk into the Beis HaMikdash area, not even on the Harabayis. So we don't keep Dinei Tumah V'Tahara B'Zman Hazeh. So the whole thing's not Negei. So we started off this year by saying how it should be in Negei B'Zman Hazeh, but so far, it's not Negev, but it's not so simple, because as we know, a Metzora is different to all other Tumas in one aspect. A person who's Tommy Mace, he has to be, he's Toin Shiluach from Machne Shechina. That means he may not go into the Machne Shechina. He can go on the Har HaBayis, but more than that, he can't go. And a Zov cannot even go on the Har HaBayis. He's Toin Shiluach Beis Machnes. He's Chutz Machne Levi as well. When it comes to a Metzora, he's the only one which is Bodad Yeshiv Michutz LaMachne, Michutz LaGimel Machnes. He's got to be outside all three Machnes. He's got to even be outside Machne Yisrael. A Machne Yisrael is any walled city, Mimosi Shul Benun, which has a Kedusha, and it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. And today, that basically means Yerushalayim. We still know the Rambam Paschal, the Yerushalayim still has its Kedusha, that means it's still Machne Yisrael. If it's still Machne Yisrael, it could be for many, many years in Golos. This Shiloh was totally not Negev as far as Tumah and Tahara is concerned, because no one was anywhere near Yerushalayim. But nowadays, it could be very easily be for somebody who either lives in Yerushalayim or lives near Yerushalayim or wants to visit, wants to go to the coastal and down, he can't go because he has Tzara. So there is Negev to Bizman Hazeh, even the Hilchus Tumah V'Tahara. And that's all if it hasn't developed a Simen Tumah. But let us say you went to the Kohen and it does develop a Simen Tumah. The most easy to understand and envisage would be that after the first week or the second week, it spreads. It's quite simple to understand that it could spread. It could also develop a little bit healthy flesh, or the hair could change color. So if it develops a Simen Tumah, then we know from the Pasuk already that there's that much more to have to worry about. The Rambam says, once you're Metzora Muchlet, which is as soon as the Kohen pronounces you as that you have a Simen Tumah as well in your Nega, and you're a Muchlet, he has to be Mechusarosh Kol Yomov. Kol Yomei Chalutoi. Sorry, not Kol Yomov. Kol Yomei Chalutoi. All the while until the Nega heals itself, you have to have your head covered, your face covered, V'Oitzel Sofom, right up until your lips, Ka'ovel. Like any ovel, this is a deraisetic application of ovelus in the Metzora. Upoirim begodov, you have to go with your begodim torn, you have to have kriya done, and you have to go around with korua dike begodim. Meidia ha'ovrim olov shu tomei, you have to announce to everyone that you're tomei. Most probably even today, even though no one is worried about Hilchus Tumah for today, but such a halacha is tomei tomei yikra as a mefurish apostle. Va'afilu kohen godol shenitz tarah poyei ofoirim, even if you were kohen godol, you wouldn't be free from such laws. For also b'she'ela shalom kol yemei chalutei ka'ovel, you must never greet a person the entire yemei chalutei ka'ovel. For also l'saper u'lechabes kol yemei chalutei, you may never have a haircut or have fresh laundered begodim the entire yemei chalutei. Not only that, But an ovel today, lo eleinu, an ovel today has at least a little bit of respite on Shabbos Yontov when Avedis for Fahesia is not noyeg. And here the Rambam says, "V'noyeg b'dvarim elo afilu b'shabbosus v'yomim tovim." That means you have no respite. The entire time you have to keep to these ovel dikah laws. The only thing you can't is rechitza and sicha, obtashmi shamita, v'zoikav simtosik sharom. You're allowed to wash yourself and you're allowed to sleep in a normal bed. But more than that, you don't get. So we see a further application of something which could be very, very restrictive today, but why don't we keep it? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's with the tumah of the mitzvah. And we move along now, assuming that after a while his nega now heals itself, he calls the kohen back, and the kohen has to then bring a kli cheres, chodosh, and he puts inside it a revius of ma'im chaim that he can easily do today, so why isn't he doing it? And he brings shtei tziporim, deroim, tahoris, two kosher birds, shechts one, and collects the blood in that on top of that water. So he now has a dam and a water solution, and he buries that bird, and then he takes the live bird with an aguda of Eitz Erez. We know what Eitz Erez is, we know what Ezov is, and even if we have a suffix what Ezov is, we can do it twice or three times, or Shnito Las, quite easy to try and get Shnito Las, and dye it with the correct dye to make shnitelas. Take, make an aguda of them, ulatovlam, with the live bird, you tovel them behakli of maim and dam, and your mazes seven times, zimul zayim pa'omim al achayoda on the back of the hand of the metzora. Everything is shaykh as one of it. Except there's one problem now, that on that same day of which he's just started this complicated Tara process, he also has to do giluach. It's a mitzvah giluach. Now, giluach over here is not just to cut his hair with a pair of scissors, which is mutter. He's got to do havaras tar. He can't shave with a shaver, even if it's considered a kosher shaver, and he can't shave with anything else which is the kosher. He has to shave with that which is definitely also to shave with normally, with a tar, with a razor. Al kol basari hanire, and all of his skin, entire body. Afilu b'sa shechi b'sa erva. Every single bit of hair that exists on him becomes like a smooth pumpkin, and then he tovels his begodim and he tovels himself. That's fine for him to tovel his begodim himself, but to shave with a razor over his entire goof, that is something that's normally an iso batashkus batakif. At least on a man it would be iso batashkus batakif. So how could he do such a thing? So you have a say of a matzoya, doicha the loisa say of batakif matashkus, it's an asay doicha loisa, and he has to do it. So over here we've reached the first snag, if you like, the first problem, that you really have to be fully convinced that what you're doing is the correct thing today to allow such a thing. Until now, it's a chumrah, why not? Say he's tomei, tell him to live with those restrictions. But now when it comes to becoming tori, it's not so simple anymore, because he also has to do it tiglachas. He doesn't just do it once, he does it now, once on this day, but at the end of 7 days of the Yemei Sifroi, he then has to do it again, has to tovel again, and only after that is he ready for his kobonos. So we have seen that virtually everything can be done, even this shaving with a razor can be done, but we would have to be fully convinced we're doing the right thing. And only now, after he's finished all of this, and after his 7 days, and he's done it again, the tiglachas, only now, he's now having to bring his kobonos. He's now in Mechusa Kippurim, and the Rambam is very clear, however, that his main tumah and tara is Torah now. He's toivled, he's Torah. The only thing that he's lacking is like any other Mechusa Kippurim. He's got to bring kobonos, like a Yeledes, which has to bring kobonos. She's also toivled, but she now has to bring kobonos. She can't eat kodshim, that's all. She can't go into Beis HaMikdosh, and she can't eat kodshim. That's the only restriction now on him. But that wouldn't worry us today, because anyway, we're not going into the Beis HaMikdosh. So the final part is what we started off with in the Teres Konim. Teres Konim said clearly that don't worry about the lack of Beis HaMikdosh, because Negoim is Negea, Teras is Negea Bizman Hazeh as well. So therefore our question is, why do we seem not to be keeping the laws of Teras at all Bizman Hazeh? So to understand this a little bit, there is a Teferis Yisrael. Teferis Yisrael, of course, one of the today main Meforshim on the Mishnayos, and he wrote, before many of the Masechtes, he wrote Hakdoma. For Masechtes Negoim, he also writes Hakdoma, the Hakdoma of Marikoin. And in the last Seif of Marikoin, Seif Lamates, he asks this Kasha. And he says, I'd never understood, what is it that we don't keep Torah through Zmanazeh? And he says, actually, that he remembers, that Bimei Yaldusoi, when he was a young boy, Hatzati Tamiyosi Zulifne Agon Hagodl Marina of Akiva, Zutukal, I put this Shaila in front of Akiva Eger, Veshivani, and Rabbi Kiva Eger answered me, Shekam Hu Tomal Dovose, that he also had this as a big kasha, She'ein Teretz, and he never had a
Kol Halashon.
He never had a good enough teret which he felt Mamish answers the question, why is it that to us we don't keep today? Now, this question which he's just brought, which he says he asked from Kiva Eger, he brings it again in another one of his Akdomas, Akdomas to Kolchim in Chomer B'Kodesh, in Perek Dalet. And there, one of the Meforshim on the New Mishnais, the Tiferes Yaakov, is one of the Meforshim on the Tiferes Yisrael. And the Tiferes Yaakov says, he says, he doesn't understand the whole question. I'm going to tell you now what the Tiferes Yaakov says. It's going to be the one of three terutzim, or mahalchim, which we're going to give to understand why we don't keep Tzara'as Uzman Azeh. Tiferes Yaakov says, I don't understand the whole question. He says, since Tumah V'Tara, to make the Nega, to make the person, the Tzorua, to make him a Tzorua in the first place, you need a Kohen. So what? The Kohen also has to be a Boki Bohenu B'Shmoseen. And if he's not a Boki Bohenu B'Shmoseen, if he doesn't know clearly what he's talking about, that means he hasn't got a proper Masorah Bedova. He hasn't done proper Shimush. Then he's not allowed to be Rohen HaGoyim. Now what he means is, he doesn't mean that the Kohen himself has to be the Boki. Because, so he state Mefurish, it says in the Rambam, Paskin Tazoy as well, that you don't have to, it could be a Kohen Amoritz. As long as there's someone there who has a proper Shimush and a Masorah, it could be a Chochum, a Tam Chochum, a Godel Ador, and he comes there, and he's got a Masorah Bedova, and he comes and he says, what's what? And he says, yes, this is definitely a Nega, or this is not a Nega. And then the Kohen has to then pronounce him to be Tomei, or not Tomei, or to tell him to do Hesker, tell him to close off or not. But you have to have an expert there. And he says, nowadays, V'zeh in Nimtza B'zman Azeh, nowadays, we don't have such an expert. There is no such thing. We don't have an expert. And therefore, it's not Negev B'zman Azeh, because we've lost our ability to paskin on this matter. So that is the end of the first teretz. Now, I find the teretz a little bit difficult to understand. The Tiferes Yaakov's teretz to say that it's b'chlal not Negev because we haven't got expertise in the matter. First of all, you understand that Rabbi Kiva Eger clearly didn't hold of it because he says, I haven't got a satisfactory teretz. On the other hand, anything we're going to suggest, Rabbi Kiva Eger is not going to hold off because he didn't have any satisfactory teretz. But in addition to that, it's difficult to understand that you'd need expertise for something which is black and white. It is true that if you have areas, then you need to have an expert. Areas which are grey, then you need to have an expert. But if somebody would wake up with a spot which is so brilliant white, and is the whitest that you can get in this world today, and not only that, Chazal do give gedorim on how white something should be, and you know one of them, some of them are not so deep white, and something which is less mandapalig white is a bit difficult to understand. That you would be able to just ignore it. Why wouldn't you say at least lahachmi to say that it's white? And at least lahachmi to say that it's a nega. But even lahokil, if you know 100%, it's difficult to understand because, let's say, we all know that the Chazon Ish went to an orchard, to a paradis, and he pronounced on a certain Esrog, this is Bilti Murkov. These are Esrog and Bilti Murkov, and he made brachos on it. Right, exactly how deep he meant it, and whether it was Ruach HaKodesh or was Ruach HaKodesh, or he just looked at something and said, this we can assume. So it's something which is obvious, which is totally obvious, you should be able to paskin on it. And so to over here to say that we could ignore all Torah's Negoim because we don't have the dakistic expertise anymore is difficult to justify. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach, which really leads into the third one, right? The second mahalach is like this: the pasuk says that it has to be v'ra'ah hakohen, and there is a borrowed sugya from bringing korbanos as one I say, when we know that there's no that tumut hutcha b'tzibur, and there should be no restriction on a tzibur, even though we're all Tommy Bazanazer, Tommy Mace, but to bring in Kabonas Tzibur Bazan, why shouldn't we bring at least Kabonas Tzibur Bazanazer? Kabon Pesach, this is a big deal in the Paschim, not for now. And the Neidi Behuda One of the things that Nevi Yehuda said about bringing Chabonis and Manzeh and why we can't do it is because the Kohen has to be Bebegodov. He has to have big dekuhuna. And so to over here, theoretically, the Kohen, when he comes to see the Nega, would have to have big dekuhuna on him. What's so terrible? Let's make big dekuhuna. It's not hard to make a big dekuhuna Kohen Hedjit. It's linen, Begodim, white linen, and just make the Begodim and let him have Begodim. But we paskin that the avnate of the Kohen Hedjit is not like the avnate of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, which was also made of white linen. The avnate of the Kohen Hedjit, we paskin, was made out of sharpness. So you'd be asking the Kohen to wear sharpness, and it's not so simple to ask the Kohen to wear sharpness because it's an issa to wear sharpness. On the other hand, it's not an issa to wear sharpness because if that's his mitzvah, then let him do that. So should he or shouldn't he wear sharpness? The first thing to say about it is that it is not 100% clear that the Kohen would have to come to see this Nega in his big day kuhuna. And the raya that he wouldn't have to come with his big day kuhuna on is the fact that the halacha says, as I state in Mishnah, that if the Kohen is blind, is a sumo le'aleinu, even in one of his eyes, he can't see properly. And because he can't see properly, he's not allowed to come and see this Nega. And the Rambam and the Poskim Amadayik, that since we have to go out of our way to tell you that a Kohen who's blind, even partially blind, is disqualified from seeing a Nega, shows you that a Kohen is allowed to be a Balmum, because a person who's blind is already a Balmum. And if you have to go out of your way to say that a Kohen who's blind can't paskin on a Nega, shows you that normally a Balmum is okay. So if a Kohen Balmum is okay to paskin on a Nega, then a Kohen should also not have to wear his begodim, because it's not a Kohen bikihunoi, it's not a normal Kohen who's kosher to do the avoda. And therefore he should be muta a Kohen without his begodim should be muta to see Nagoim and to paskin on Nagoim. This doesn't prove 100% that a Kohen who's kosher to be matami nega would also be kosher to be matahar nega without begodim. That doesn't prove 100%. But at least it's on the way to saying that this should not be a mahalach and a reason why we don't want a Kohen to do his manazeh because he can't wear begodim because he has a problem of sharpness, because we won't even expect him to wear his begodim in the first place. And this brings us to the third, and I would say the main reason which seems to appear in the Mefarshim, why we don't have Taras as manazeh. And the main reason like this, so who brings down the main reason? The Tiferes Yisrael, who said that he asked Rabbi Akiva Eger when he was young and he didn't get any answer because Rabbi Akiva Eger said he doesn't have a satisfactory answer. He says that when he got older, the Tiferes Yisrael says, when he got older, he decided himself what's the most likely answer to be. Plus, seen quoted in the, I quoted before from the Tiferes Yaakov, the Tiferes Yaakov brings from the Toldos Odom, who brings from the Yaivitz, that the Yaivitz says that there is Taraf Ismanazeh, but then he brings as well that the Sefer Toldos Odom also explained why we don't generally keep Taraf Ismanazeh, and it's the same reason that the Tiferes Yisrael brings, and plus a third source I've seen this answer, and I can't understand why I haven't seen it anywhere quoted, but in the Radvaz, on the Rambam, in Trumas, the Radvaz says clearly why today we don't keep Taraf, and this is therefore a very, very early source why we don't keep Taraf. And the Rambam in Trumas, on which the Radvaz says it, is the Rambam which says the following. The Rambam says that a Metzora, I'll read out the Loshon of the Rambam, per exam in Trumas alachotes, for a Metzora, v'hu, sheyatame oison, koyen meyuchas. A Metzora is need to be declared as tome by a koyen, but it's not stomach koyen, it has to be a koyen meyuchas. A koyen meyuchas is something which we don't have today. A Kohen Yuchas is someone who has a clear written down with Eidus saying clearly who his father was and why he was a kosher Kohen, basically going back all the way to the Beis Hamikdash to the Mizbeach to say that he did the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, because then we know we know then that you're definitely a kosher Kohen. There's been no interruptions of your kahuna. It's a Kohen Yuchas, and we don't have that today. We have what we call today a Kohani Chazoka. It's a Chazoka that you're a Kohen, because you've always duchened, and you've always been mechabed you as a Kohen, you've always behaved as a Kohen, and so did your father behave as a Kohen, and we have no reason to suspect that anything changed, and that's a Kohen Chazoka. But how deeply we can accept a Kohen Chazoka as a Kohen is a separate shir altogether. It's a very big parasha. We could speak at least for another half an hour on that subject, and we won't have time for that. It is a very big deal in halacha how How far can you accept Koine Bismanazer? Do you accept it just for Kula, just for Drabonons, or can you ever accept on the Chumra? I will say one thing on the subject, and that is that the Magen Avraham brings in the Hilchus Zimun. There the Mechaba says that a Talmud Chacham comes before a Kohen to be Mechabat him to lead the Zimun. However, if a Kohen is a Talmud Chacham himself, then the Kohen comes first out of Mitzvah V'Kiddashtoi. There's a Mitzvah V'Kiddashtoi because he's a Kohen, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's a Kohen. So you must give to the Kohen Talmud Chacham first before some of Talmud Chacham because of the K'Kiddashtoi. And the Magen Avraham there says that he brings, some seem to say the Vikidashtoi is only the Rabbanon, but he held himself, no, Vikidashtoi is a Deraisa, Furish Gemara and Gittin, it might be a Suffolk in Rishami, but it's a Mefurish Gemara, Vikidashtoi is a Deraisa, and it has to be kept. And then he decries the fact that in his time, people were not Mechabed Kohenim Kuro, they didn't give him the proper Kovod. Anyway, Chazal said he has to be Peseach Rishin, you have to start with him, you have to give him the Mono Rishin, you have to always be Mechabed him first. And people were not Mechabed Kohenim, and why is this? And he says, Faked, you have to bring it back. You have to Mechabed Kohenim Koro. But then, at the end, he says, I'll tell you why, however, people are not. Why was the minig at that time, which he says has to be changed, but why was the minig at the time not to be Mechabed Kohenim Koro? And he says the reason is because they're only Kohenim Chazoka, they're not Kohenim Yuchas. We don't have Kohenim Yuchas. It's a problem with the Kohenim that we don't have them as Kohenim Yuchas. And if we bring it back now to our Shaila of Taras Zonazer, we now have the best answer that why we don't keep Taras Zonazer. Because we have to have a Kohen who is a Meyuchas to be able to declare you as Tomei and later on to do the Tara process. If you don't have it, then there's no question that the Tiglachas of the Tara to go through this whole procedure of shaving with a razor over all your skin, that cannot be done because you can't have been considered as properly Tomei in the first place, and therefore the Tara is Shalei B'Mokom Mitzvah, and you can't do this Giluach Shalei B'Mokom Mitzvah, it's an Aveira to do it, it's Batakav Batashchis. And that would be the finest reason of all. There are kashas on even this finest reason, and perhaps this is why Kivegi didn't accept it. First of all, Noshim don't have an Issa of Tiglachas, of Batakif Vatashchis, and therefore they would have no problem to go through the whole Tumah and Tahara process as a Chumrah. And the second problem would be as well that it might be that you can't do the Tahara properly, but why the Tumah can't you do? Why can't the Kohen say, listen, I may very well be a Kohen, and if it's true that I am a Kohen, I'm pronouncing you now as Tommy, and you have to go and live with the restrictions of Sofik Deraisa, you have to be Machmi, you have to live with the restrictions of the Tumah. Later on, I won't be able to Matar you. It's taka very harsh. It's very difficult to say, you know, you're going to be Tommy now, and you have to be Tommy Yikra, and you have to be bothered Yeshua Mechutz L'Machne for your entire life. But it's a Sofik Deraisa. Where's the clear heter that a Kohen shouldn't have to do this? It could be that these are reasons why Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't like even this reason that it's because of not having Koine Meyuchas. I would just like to suggest a very quick teretz to this. Why should we not even be Machmi on the places that we can be Machmi to say that you're Tommy? And the possibility is that the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchus Negoim, Hilchus Tumas Taras, the Rambam lists out all the mitzvahs that Taras involves, all the mitzvahs are saying, the mitzvahs are saying. And this runs along the whole gamut of Taras, of Negoim, Negebatim, and Negeodom, and Negekelim, and the Tomei part, and the Tari part, and the bringing the Tziporim, all the mitzvahs he lists through. And he doesn't say anywhere there that if a person wakes up one morning and he develops a Nega, that he has to go to the Kohen. That means, according to the Rambam, it's implied that the actual initial visit to the Kohen, for the Kohen to declare you Tomei or not, is no mitzvah min ha-Torah. So if no one's actually forcing you to go, clearly the Torah wants that somebody should go, but the Torah doesn't give a mitzvah for it. So if it's no chiyuv to go, then today, if we can't even do the process properly because we're not sure about the Kohenim and that they can't be, they're not considered Vadai Kohenim enough to be considered Kohenim Yuchas to make you Tomei properly, and then we won't be able to complete the Tara process, and it's going to cause such hardship, then maybe that is the reason why we don't start the whole thing in the first place, because we don't have an actual mitzvah for it. I looked in the Frenko Rambam to see if anyone's medayik this diuk, and I found that he says that Chazoy Nochum on the third Perek and the second Mishnah of Negoim, He makes this diuk or the loika harosh. And looked up at the Rosh says clearly that the huva la koyin means you have a mitzvah derayah, says you must go to the koyin. But clearly, according to the Chazon Lakish, the Rambam didn't hold of this mitzvah. And that could be a yishuv for us to understand why we don't start the whole process in the first place, because we can't complete it and it would cause such severe hardship for everyone that it was just dropped and it was left. And that is perhaps the yishuv of the inyan. Yashkechach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.